Here's political strategist and chief of staff at Young Americans for Liberty, Sean Tima, is on the line with me. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You know, I mean, one of the things, Sean, that happened yesterday a couple of times in a couple of the briefings, White House spokespeople had to say, no, it's not aliens. But, you know, it just seems to me like this is the kind of thing that happens when you're giving the American people no information. And it's not just Republicans that are upset, Sean. This is a very strange situation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, on the note on aliens, for years and years before this very moment, it was the conspiracy theorists who said that aliens were being hidden by the government, that they were out there. Now, if you've got the government alluding to this possibility, all of a sudden, we know there's something much more sinister going on and less cool.
Yeah.
And it is either a case of, and this is how young people see it, you know, we talk to folks on college campuses, this is either a case of gross incompetence by the Biden administration to not know what the heck is going on, or gross negligence to not directly tell Congress and the American people what is going on and whether or not they've got it handled. And, you know, if you don't intentionally, you know, say if you don't intentionally drive culture, it forms itself, you don't intentionally make a statement, then the statements start getting made for you, and everybody is off and has their own theory, and it's chaos. So all I want for Valentine's Day is a clear answer from Biden, but I don't even know if he knows what's going on, and that's a whole separate problem.
Well, and Sean, that's such an important point, because one of the things I have been asking the listeners over the past 24 hours is, how important is this issue to you? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that, Sean, because I've had some people challenge me on the text line and in social media saying, oh, this is just you media people stoking fear and paranoia again. And I'm like, all right, audience, is this important to you? Most of them are saying, yes, it is. You're saying to me, and I do depend on Young Americans for Liberty to give me the younger point of view on all of this. Yeah, college people and younger people say, yeah, this seems to be an important thing.
It's an important thing for two reasons. One, the media covered it. And hey, let's say that there were spy balloons for a decade now, right? The media covered it, and the Biden administration isn't giving a clear answer now that there's been 2, 3, 4 of these UFOs.
Yeah.
And so it's important that they are not being transparent, and the least that young people want is transparency from the government. So it's important for that reason. It's also important because by them bringing it up, and them as in, you know, KJP, the press secretary, the Biden administration, by them bringing this up but not answering it, it looks like they're deflecting from what happened to the Nord Stream pipeline. It looks like they're deflecting from what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio, with the train derailments and the chemical spills. So they're wagging the dog. If they're trying to wag the dog, they're wagging it incorrectly and ineffectively, because now young people just have more questions. They're trusting the government less. And look, the Biden administration, I think, is too far from salvaging. But the least they could do to fulfill their fiduciary duty to the American people is tell us what is going on, and do you have it handled? And that's all I want for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Sean Tima, Young Americans for Liberty. Sean, thanks very much for providing your important perspective on